Viraji, as Prem Rawat is widely known, speaks to people around the world about the possibility of finding inner peace and contentment. He started addressing audiences when he was only 3 years old. At the age of 13, he was invited to address audiences in London and Los Angeles. Since then, he has presented his message to over 6.5 million people in more than 50 countries. Viraji's message is more than words. People who listen to him express finding profound inspiration, a fresh perspective on life, and peace within themselves. Speaking at the United Nations Conference Center in Bangkok, Thailand, he recently said, "The peace that we are looking for is already in the heart. It needs to be felt, and I can help you get in touch with it."
What I have to talk about is really quite simple. And you've heard the word simple already. The surprising thing is you have no idea how simple it is. And whenever you hear the word simple, simple is supposed to mean simple. Well, when it comes to simplicity, what I have to say, what I address, what I talk about, is so incredibly simple that when we try to look at it from our complicated ways, we totally miss it. Because what I talk about, what I address, is not an invention that has been made. It's not like last night I had some fantastic dream in which I have come up with a new way of making everybody a billionaire. This is not some invention where you can cook on a pot and it doesn't require electricity or heat. This is not an invention like a light bulb that you can plug into something and it doesn't require electricity, but it'll glow. And why do I mention these things? Because we are always looking for shortcuts in this life. And these shortcuts start to become our miracles. Some fantastic way for me as a human being to break free, to reach out and really be who I am. And maybe sometimes even reaching for dreams that are more fantastic than I could possibly ever imagine. Fortunately, reality is more beautiful than any of my dreams. Fortunately, the thirst that I have within me is a simple one, is a real one. And it is for that water that I already have inside of me. This is the beauty. This is the beauty of what I address. Because, you know, I'm sure you've gone to seminars or lectures or... Well, you don't even have to go to lectures. All you have to do is turn on that box, the magic box called the telly. And there's somebody... Oh, it's amazing. There's somebody on that telly trying to sell you something. And the amazing thing is, even though you don't need it... I mean... The other day, I was watching some television. It was an interesting program. And in the commercial breaks, they were trying to sell insurance. Now, I don't need insurance. I already have it. So I don't need it. But I'm sitting there, listening to all this stuff. And even paying attention to the phone number. This is when I realized that some boundary had been crossed. I don't need to pay attention to the phone number. Call now, and your first month of payment is free. And that actually sounded good to me. It's like, free? Free sounds good. Of course, I realize nothing is really free, except for what I have been given. And when I say, I mean you too. What you have been given, what I have been given, what we have been given. And we have been given first of all, because we have become so good at judging things by what they are not rather than what they are, that we've got to stop that.
Just stop it. And start to look at what you do have.
And see, I'm quite passionate about this stuff. That's why I'm speaking so loud. I get into it. I mean, I see everywhere around me. It's like everybody. I don't have this. I don't have this. I don't have this. I don't have this. This is the world that we've created. This is the society that we live in. I mean, what do you think that showroom is all about? What do you think that window in a shop is all about? What hopefully, it's telling you is here is something you don't have. Latest model, latest color, hopefully you don't have. Because if they had cars, an advertisement of cars that you already had, it would be pretty boring. But here is something, latest and greatest, that you don't have. And I come along, and I sit here, and I travel the world, and I tell people what you already have. You've heard of things called gift. This gift called breath redefines the word gift. It comes not packaged, not tied with a silly ribbon. It comes open to you. Here it is. Here it is. And all you need to do is be aware of your existence. That's all you need to do. Is be aware that you are alive. Be aware that you are. Be aware that you exist. Be aware that this thing called breath is coming into you. Be aware that you need to be conscious in this life. Be aware that all around you, you are surrounded by the most precious gifts, and these gifts are being given. Take them. Take them and keep them. This is your existence. This is your life. And it is unique. And you are here. And there are three laws that this existence follows. You weren't, but you are. You weren't, but you are. And one day, you won't be. Is that good? I don't know. Is that bad? I don't know. I pass no judgment on that. Though I know that it is not about the first, and it's not about the last. The magic of existence is in the middle, where you are, where you exist. That's where the magic is. That's where you can feel. That's where you can understand. That's where the possibility, not defined by age, but the possibility exists to take on the challenge of fulfilling oneself. Not on the outside. Not in this world, but on the inside as well. This is speaking from a feeling, a passion. A passion for being alive. A passion for this existence. A passion to feel in my life. To feel in my life that beauty that resides inside of me. Me. You. That beauty is still within you. That in your darkest hour there is a candle. And by the way, the candle is lit. And you ask of proof? Take a breath. You breathe. There is your proof. The candle is lit. And even in your darkest hour, you do not need to experience the darkness. Even in those moments where there is pain and suffering, there is a place inside of you which dances and expresses joy. Joy. In the middle of sadness, joy? Yes. And why not? Why not? How appropriate? How appropriate? You know, for a lot of people, the formula for bringing in light into their lives is just remove the darkness. Doesn't work like that. try it the other way. Just bring in the light. The darkness will automatically leave. You cannot take a bucket full of darkness and try to chuck it out the window. And so it is. That yes, in the middle of mayhem, in the middle of fiasco, there is a clarity, there is a rhythm that is so amazing, so sweet. And again and again and again and again, it has knocked on your door, and asked you to open up that door and let it through. I'm not talking about your adult life. Oh, in your adult life, you've gotten quite busy. What is busy? What does busy really mean? Let me throw another definition. Whilst we're redefining a few things here and there, let's redefine busy. Why not? And give it some thought, you know. Busy is another way of ignoring something. And in fact, directly we use it. We use this directly sometimes. When somebody is asking us to do something and we don't want to do it, we want to ignore it, what do we say? I am busy. True, you are busy. Doing what? When you say you are busy, you do not lie because it is an accurate statement. But busy doing what? Busy ignoring that thirst? Busy ignoring the call of this heart? Busy ignoring? Because my liking joy in my life is not something that I learned from anybody. This is something that my Creator placed so fundamentally within me. Within me. Within you. Nobody taught me how to laugh. And nobody taught me how to fall in love with laughter. Because there is something in me that wants to be busy in that moment, just accepting what is happening, enjoying, being busy, enjoying. And this person may be a very nice person. And I may have to do this diplomatically. I might have to say, you know, I'd love to hear about this, but, you know, can we just delay this a little bit? Or just last night I picked up an ear infection and your voice is really hurting my ear. Can you, no? Or something subtler than that. Could you go and, you know, change the tires on the car or something? But I want to be busy enjoying. That is something so fundamental inside of me that wants to be busy enjoying. The good news is I can be. The good news is, and a lot of people have this misconception that if I want peace in my life, I'll have to hand over everything I have. You do not. A lot of people think that if I want to have peace in my life, I can't have this world there. Have it. There is nothing wrong in watching your grandson or your son take their very first steps. I think that's great. And because you are alive, and because you are human, and because that is a very human thing to do, sure. A lot of people think, no, well, you know, if you want peace in your life, you got to basically hang it all up and go and live on top of the Himalaya. That's not very peaceful. Every 10 minutes, you're going to have groups coming who are trying to climb Mount Everest. And then, of course, losing their way and the helicopters coming and searching for them. It's changed now. It's changed. Now there's only one place left where you can have true peace, and that happens to be inside of you. That's the good news. You don't have to give up. You don't have to give up. All you have to do is turn within. You need peace in your life. Period. Real peace. Not a pseudo peace. Not a peace that other people have to define and say, oh, now you are in peace. What is the definition of real peace? You see, since we're defining. So I go and I buy this suit. I went and I bought the suit. Well, actually, I didn't, but so I go and I buy this suit. And I go to my friend and I say, what do you think? Think it's nice? Nice. Then I go to somebody else I know. Hey, look, look. And you say, what do you think? When I don't have to do that, that's real. When I don't have to do that, think back in your life how many times and how many things were like that in your life. We didn't have to have somebody's approval to say you are in peace or not. That you felt that peace in you and there was no doubt, there was no question and no approval was necessary. That is the definition of the truest, truest peace. Like when you have your lunch, you don't go around taking your stomach and going, you think I'm full? The other day I had lunch. I had lunch and I was still hungry. I had officially finished my lunch. Next thing you know, I'm finding myself in the pantry going, oh, what looks good? What can I have? You have to be the judge. You have to be the judge, not someone else. Learn to stand on your own feet. Not borrow the definitions of this world, because if you do, you are building a house of straw. And one day, the big bad wolf is going to come. In this story, the big bad wolf comes every time. And he huffs and he puffs. And he blows the house down. And how do I know that? There's another saying that parallels this one. Empty-handed you came and empty-handed you shall go. Same. Poof, poof, poof. I don't want to go empty-handed. I want that peace in my life. And so the point is, you must have peace in your life. This is what your heart wants. This is what you need. And the thirst for that peace is not created by me nor by this world. It is innate in every human being and it needs to be fulfilled. Apparent your thirst needs to be. I cannot do that. You have to do it yourself. Think about it. Think about living this life consciously. Think about those fundamental thirsts. The fundamental knocks, maybe the time has come in your life to open that door. Maybe the time has come in your life to at least turn towards the door and say, who is it? Because this thing that has been knocking is not going away. It's been knocking since you were this big. It's been knocking since you were this big. It was knocking when you were this big. And it's still knocking and you're however big you are. And you thought it will finally go away. And it hasn't. You were busy ignoring it. Maybe the time has come that you don't need to ignore it. Life is a beautiful gift. You have come here this evening. What can you take with you? Then take away one simple thing. Life is a gift. And you have it. How much do you know about it? Another way to put it. Has anyone, by the way, introduced you to yourself? You've been introduced to other people. And so-and-so meets so-and-so. So-and-so meets so-and-so. It'd be nice if some way you could be introduced to yourself, to that inner self that you are, that beautiful, most beautiful self that you are. Away from the judgments, away from the prejudices, away from the tempering of this world, in a place which is serene, in a place which is very much yours, no one else's. A place which is truly home by any definition. Home. Should know home. Should know where home is before you venture. I have nothing to sell. Look me up. I can help. This much I can do. I can help. And I help a lot of people. I have helped a lot of people. And if I may say so, I am quite good at it. My apprenticeship goes back to when I was 9 years old. I've been helping people with that. I've been speaking earlier than that. So I can help you. Rest is all up to you. Gift you have. The thirst you have. The water you're looking for, you have. Whenever you feel like it. Search if you need to. Look for it. If you find it, keep it. Because peace is a keeper. Believe me. Peace, once you get it, hold on to it. And it is easy because it is within you.